Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked about an everlasting covenant. Today, Paul will be talking about possessing the gate. Let's join Paul now as he teaches possessing the gate.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I would definitely like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We've been talking the last few times. We've gotten together on a vision and a dream that God has put in each and one of our hearts. If we serve the Lord, if we have really, truly given our lives to God and surrendered our lives to Him, He has given you a dream. He has given you a vision. And I'm trying to help, not just for you, but for myself also, to give you some words to help you to realize that dream and to realize that vision, and that you can make that dream and that vision a reality for a blessing unto God, and to have an award from our Father when we stand before Him in heaven. Last time we were together, we talked about an everlasting covenant. We were told that we are the children of the promise because we are the spiritual seed of Abraham and Isaac and not Ishmael. Ishmael, as you know, was born by the flesh because Abraham thought he had to help God out. And then he trusted God finally and realized that he could have Isaac, and Isaac is by the Spirit of God. And just like us, we want to be on the part of Isaac. We are spiritually blessed. We are spiritually born into this covenant. And today I would like to talk to you a little bit about possessing the gates. In Genesis 22:17, God promised Abraham, "Thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies." In Old Testament times, cities had walls built around them for protection, and the gate was the entrance to the city. To possess the gate of an enemy meant that you had conquered them. God is raising up believers who will embrace this promise. Like Abraham, they will forsake all for the sake of God's calling. They will be mighty warriors who will possess the gates of the enemy. You know, it says we forsake all, but we do forsake all of the things of the world, but I guarantee you, you cannot outgive God. You cannot outdo God. So whatever you give up, whatever you sacrifice, God is going to give it back to you 100-fold better than what you had and what you gave up. The men and women God is raising up in this end times are not weak and are not anemic believers. They are not people who must be nursed along and coddled spiritually. They are spiritual warriors going forth to take kingdoms and nations for God. They are embracing and living out promises of the Abrahamic covenant. This is what God wants to do through you, your life, and your ministry. Fathers and mothers, claim this for your children. Pastors out there, claim this for your church members. Ministers, claim this for your followers. Teachers, declare this over your students. The Bible says in Genesis 22:16, your seed will multiply, possess the gates of the enemy, and bless the nations of the earth. God sealed the provisions of this divine covenant by his own oath, saying, "By myself have I sworn this." In referring to God's covenant promises, the Apostle Paul declared, "For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, Surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he attained the promise. The key word there, patiently endured. For men verily swear by the greater, and oath for a confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God willingly, more abundantly, to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay a hold upon the hope before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. You can read that in Hebrews 6:13 through 16. God cannot lie. God gave us his word. God gave us his promise. And that is solid. It will never change. It will never go back. He will never change his mind. And he will never, ever break a promise to you. He will be there. He will guide you. He will direct you. And he will make that dream a reality, because God cannot lie. There is no one greater than God. So he swore by himself that this covenant would be fulfilled. He also sealed these promises with an oath. You can trust God's promises because they are sealed by his sacred oath. He swears by them, and it is absolutely impossible for God to lie. Receive these promises as they are, which is the truth. The promises that God gives you, it is sure and true. It will never fail you. It will never make you go the wrong way. It will never make you doubt, because God is true and he is faithful. He will make this dream a reality if we just put our trust in him. If we could just claim these promises that God gave Abraham, because God gave his word and said this, it's a promise and covenant that God made with Abraham is good for everybody that trusts God, all through the nations, all through the ages. It is for us. All we have to do is believe, trust, and claim it. Let's have a word of prayer. Blessed Heavenly Father, how we thank you that you are a God that will not change your mind. You are not a God that will break his word, and that you will never lie. Father, what your word says is true, and it is strong, and it is solid. And Father, we can claim those promises. We can claim those truths for ourselves. Father, help us to build on that. Help us to put our trust in you, because you will never, ever let us down. And Father, I thank you for that covenant. I thank you for that truth. I thank you for what you have said that you would do for us if we would just trust you. Father, help us to fulfill this dream. And Father, make this dream strong in our hearts, that we want to build upon it and grow with it. And Father, to make it a blessing to you. That Father, through this dream and through this vision, that we can bring others to your and to heaven with us. Father, help the preachers and help the fathers, help the mothers, and help the teachers, that they will grab this and that they will make this dream a reality through your truth and through your word. Father, we thank you for this time that we can be together. And I pray that you will bless each and every one that hears this, and that it will touch their hearts, and that it will plant a seed and help it to grow, I pray. We thank you for all this in Jesus' wonderful, precious, mighty name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Possessing the Gate. Join Paul next week as he talks about God's immutable word. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can get helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you. You can write us or email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington, 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truths Ministries.